And this morning we have Carrie Johnson, certified athletic trainer and certified health coach, for this community wellness talk this morning. Good morning, Carrie.
Thank you. Hi, Marley. I'm glad to be here. Thank you guys for inviting me.
Yeah, pleasure to have you. So give our listeners maybe a little bit of background on who you are and what you do as an athletic trainer and health coach.
Oh, thank you. Well, I currently live in Haines. I work at Search with the Community Wellness Department, but my background is in athletic training and sports medicine. I am a certified athletic trainer, and I worked at Central Washington University for about 20 years as the head athletic trainer there. And for those who don't know what a head athletic or an athletic trainer is, I am not a sports fitness trainer. My background is really sports medicine. So it's that diagnosis and prevention and rehab of athletic injuries and emergency injuries, chronic and acute. And so a lot of what my job entailed was diagnosing injuries, doing rehab, and also emergency care. For those who are, you know, are sports fans, those people that get when you watch an NFL game and someone goes down and you see everyone run out, that those are the athletic trainers. Mm-hmm. And so that's what really I do. But it's definitely a passion of mine. And I moved back to Haines, which I grew up in about 5 years ago. And so I still try to help out at the high school a little bit and just, you know, help people kind of prevent injuries from happening and recover from any type of injuries. And it's a great, for all those kids out there, it's a great career for people, because it can be anywhere. It can be in the college. It can be in the military. It can be in a physical therapy clinic. Boeing hires athletic trainers to train their you know, staff and prevent injuries, and, you know, just all over the place. But today I just kind of came here to give you guys advice on fall prevention in the wintertime, wintertime exercises, and kind of things to do to, you know, help your mood, you know, getting outside and doing those activities, but also just to make sure you're doing it safe. The big thing.
It gets very icy, and it's not icy quite yet, but it will come.
It will come. It will come. And, you know, I think one of the number one things is just making sure you have proper gear and attire when you're going outside. So, you know, your grips or anything like that, hiking poles, and helmets, depending on, you know, what kind of activity you're doing and that type of thing, are all really important. And then there's things you can do in just your daily activity just to help prevent if you were to fall, like how do you catch yourself, and those muscles are really important. So doing strength and conditioning type of exercises, building those muscles. But one thing I think people forget about is working on your balance. That's one thing I've gone to do a couple talks, and, you know, that's one of the biggest things is, like, you have to focus on your balance to make sure you can catch yourself if you were to fall. And you actually have to work on it. It's same thing like coordination and balance and agility. All those come hand in hand in preventing injuries from happening. It's interesting because people don't realize, you know, you can work on your coordination. You know, that tap your head, rub your belly type thing. It's a learning thing.
Yeah, jumping from rock to rock on the beach.
Yes, exactly.
Lots of natural balance training.
It does. It does. And you can improve it at any age. You really, really can. And especially when we talk about our elders going out and walking on, making sure, again, they have the grippers and getting outside is going to be important. It's especially in our long winter nights in Alaska.
Yeah.
Creating those social groups and getting outside even for just a little bit, I think, is really high on the priority list, and making sure you do that. But that being said, there are so many different exercises you can do outside as long as you don't mind being outside.
And a lot of that is really, again, goes back to having the proper gear.
Yes, exactly.
No bad weather, just bad gear.
Yeah, perfect. And then, you know, shoveling is an exercise, which I will tell you our first
day. It sure is.
I got super sore that first day.
Always, every season.
You know,
haven't used these muscles in a little bit.
Yes, you forget all of a sudden. And then, you know, skiing, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, hiking, walking, joining running clubs, you know, those types of things are all available to you if you can be outside. And there's also different types of home exercise things that you can do just to keep your body moving. And I'm sure people have plenty of ideas of different types of exercise. Yoga is mm-hmm. another great winter.
Yep, indoor thing. Yeah. Yep.
And if you don't have access to a gym, that's fine. There's little things you can do in your living room. And again, it's just about keeping a routine, doing it, and having a partner or a friend or a social group that you get together and say, hey, we're going to walk around the block or something like that, I think is just a great way to enhance your exercise, but also your mental health in ways to have that social connection for there.
Yeah, the walk and talk.
The walk and talk, yes. That has been strongly, especially at work. When mm-hmm. you're at work, you like take those meetings on outside if you can.
Yeah.
Or just do a couple laps wherever you're working at. Go up and down the stairs. You know, adding just a little bit of activity will increase your, obviously, your fitness, but also will just increase your energy levels. So maybe you don't want to go to sleep at 6 at night when when it's pitch dark outside.
No.
But, and then, you know, being able to recognize what activities are good for you. And, you know, everyone has different abilities and not trying to push yourself. You know, if you're not used to exercises or you have injuries, is working on low impact exercises. And kind of what I mean by that is riding the bike, swimming, you know, even just doing nothing, exercises that you aren't actually like jumping off the ground or mm-hmm. anything like that. Your feet are on the ground and just making sure you're doing those low impact. And then if you are physically fit, you know, increasing that demand as much as you possibly can. but also, again, proper gear and being safe. You see runners out still. I'm always amazed about our good winter runners out there. And just making sure you're wearing bright clothing, too, is another big thing.
That's a big thing. Yeah, we're reiterating that on Safety Talk, too.
Yes. So oh, perfect. We're
hitting that each day.
Yeah.
Well, I do still see, and like I'm guilty of that, too, of wearing dark clothing, but also good at wearing some reflectors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some bright things there too.
Anything bright and to shine just so you can be seen. Same thing with your dogs, you know, making sure that they're wearing lights or that type of thing. And listen to your body. That's one thing I always try to tell people is, you know, your body is tells you when something's going wrong. Mm-hmm. So being able to listen to it and adapt to your exercises or take a rest. You know, we're all guilty of pushing ourselves a little bit harder than we should. And listening to, you know, those aches and those pains. And if you're tired, you know, just making sure you're taking care of yourself first and foremost.
Oh, yeah.
During those activities. But, yeah, so a lot of opportunities. And I did hear the pool's going to be a little bit open a little bit more. There's aqua size happening. There's things at the pool that can.
Aqua fun.
Aqua fun. That's right. Aqua fun. You know, there's opportunities out there. And I strongly suggest if you have ideas, I would love to hear them because I would love to get more winter activities out there for people to do.
Well, this is a great point to tell people how to get a hold of you.
Yes, you can get a hold of me at search. And my email address is K Johnson, and that's Johnson with the O. So K-J-O-H-N-S-O-N number one. At search.org.
And search is S-E-A-R-H-C.
Correct. Yes. But also my phone number, which is easier probably, is 766-6303 is my office number.
6303.
And that goes directly to me. So ideas, questions, I would love to hear anything that you have to say and help out any way I can. If I have some ideas, if you're struggling with a certain aspect or of activity, if your knees having issues or your ankles, you know.
Those pickleball injuries, right?
Yeah, those are serious. Those are serious. And I see some people tear some ACLs in mm-hmm. pickleball, which pickleball, again, if you can find an indoor space, you know, a lot of.
Yeah, great winter activity.
Thing. Yes, in the open gym.
Just really work on strengthening those ligaments and tendons
and
for those bomb movements.
Yes, and that has to do with your agility and proprioception. And proprioception is just being aware of your body and surroundings. We forget that when you have an injury, you kind of lose it. Mm. And so you actually got to teach your body again to be able to balance and catch yourself. And so it's like jumping off a stair or something, just learning how to actually jump and mm-hmm. stop. You actually got to teach your body that again. So all these are important aspects. I could go on and on.
Yeah, well, we just have a few more minutes, so we can, tell people how to get a hold of you at the end of the segment for those specific questions. But are there any more sort of general things for the winter or?
I just want to strongly making sure your body is ready to do the exercise that you want to do, and then creating that that routine to get you outside. Even if you are feeling tired and exhausted or maybe not wanting motivated to do it, you know, going out for 5 minutes, you might change your mind. And so just getting the first step is getting those shoes on and going outside and doing that. Yeah. Or going to the pool or going, I know everyone's like, oh, it's cold, I don't want to put a swimsuit on. You know, just taking that initial step of getting out the door is important. And then if you are someone that likes that social group, is finding someone that's willing to go with you and do those, even if it's just a short 10-minute walk, and all those things count and are all really important to do. And it's, again, in listening to your body. Those are the really some things I suggest is, you know, taking those steps to create a good routine, a healthy routine, and it can improve your energy and your willingness to get through the winter. And I hope we have snow soon.
Yeah, you're getting some of those snow activities and snowshoeing and skiing and mm-hmm. making the land a little prettier. What was the fancy word you said? Proprioception?
Oh, proprioception. It's just,
Situational awareness.
Situational awareness of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't realize it. And learning how to like walk and run again without injuring something else. Mm-hmm. is like the big thing. But I worked with high school, you know, working on their balance, and it's just again learning to be aware of your body
that's just I guess adolescence in general.
Yes. That is very true. And it's different than coordination, and mm-hmm. it's different than, you know, agility, which agility is just speed and power.
Yeah.
But coordination is again being able to move your body all at once. Yeah. And there's exercises and there's ways to improve those.
Yeah, finesse. Well, again, so that's K Johnson, KJOHNSON1 at search.org and 907-766-6303 for getting a hold of you at search. And this has been the Health and Wellness Talk with Carrie Johnson.
Right. Thank you, Marley.
Thank you. And it's been a pleasure to have you here this morning, and I hope you have a great winter and everyone has a nice, healthy, and safe winter as well. Awesome. Well, that does it for us.